Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida E. Love. And today we're going to take a deep water experience in my new book that is coming up, entitled Revelation Experiences. But before we do that, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's once more and again that we thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us strength to make it this day and thus far. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to captivate our minds? Would you continue to let the words which come out of our mouths be praises unto you? Would you bless the word that is placed in each revelation, each book, each ear, each heart, each mind, to be solely of you? We ask that you bless each project, new, old, or refurbished, to become new in someone's life where they can utilize it and not only hear it. We're asking that you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up Show to continue to grow, to continue to minister unto souls that are saved, the souls that are not saved, and souls that are getting ready to be saved. Lord, and not just this show, but other shows as well, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you bless each person around this land and country, for you know the desires of their hearts. We thank you for serenity. We thank you for peace. We thank you for rest. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Now that it is time to teach the word, whether it's through a book or through ministry or through speech, I ask that you become larger than life. I ask that you decrease me, and I ask that you increase the Spirit of God to fall fresh upon me so that I may share what has been placed on my heart by you. I thank each listener. And I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And, of course, our scripture today, and everyone knows it by now, is Isaiah 40 and 31. And it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I have read Isaiah 40 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his divine word. Today is a special day. I had intentions of interviewing Psalmist Gill, but Psalmist Gill is ill, so we are going to reschedule because I really want to hear what she has to say. But then as I began to pray about what I was going to do in lieu of the interview, it was placed on my heart that I need to share this book that is going to come out pretty soon. And the book, the new book, is called God's Revelation. And actually, the book was Heavenly Investments, Revelation of God Baptizing the Church. But to sum it up, the final title is God's Revelation. And I want to go through this book because I have a study group, and we were studying the revelations of God. And in this study, many things that were shared was also witnessed or experienced. And I know that that was no one but God, because there's no way that any human could possibly know God's heart unless he shares it. So this book is very special to me. I'm going to share with you some of the sections of the book. It is not complete, but I'm going to share some of the sections of the book to let you know what is coming out and to also give you the opportunity to make a decision whether you want to read this book. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a cliche. It's not anything make-believe. This is the real deal. And I want to, it's scriptural-based, but it's a lot of revelations in there. And one of the sections in the book deals with the earth. There are various levels in Christianity as far as Jesus Christ is concerned. Of course, it's Jesus, then God, then the Holy Spirit, then man. Okay? So when we think about this, each one is one. For instance, Jesus and God are the same. Okay? Secondly, the Holy Spirit and humans are one because we have the Holy Spirit who lives within us. And because we are God's, that belongs to us, so it is one. But Jesus and God over the whole world, if that makes sense. And so in that section, you will recognize and realize that spirituality is not a divided or a or there is no division that separates God from us. There is a higher being in which we praise, but it's not separate. Jesus and God are one. The Holy Spirit and humans are one. And many people ask for the Holy Spirit to fall fresh because we already have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is us. Okay? So when we get in there, when you get into that section, there's going to be a lot of philosophy and theology associated with that, which breaks down the barriers of believing that there is a vision, division among spirituality. And many people get Jesus and God mixed up, but they're one. The Holy Spirit and man is one. The Spirit lives within inside of us. And I repeated that because I want you to think about what I just said. And I also have proof to prove it through the Word of God. So be sure when you read this book to look at that section. There's another section entitled Being Called Out of the Crowd. This is a very special section to me because there's a lot of visions that goes on with this section. The main theme is the plan, the purpose, and the position. There is no set time or set place where Jesus can tell us that he's going to call us out. It happens, and you know that you have been called out. And what this section helps readers do is to help guide us through the process of being called out, because sometimes when you're called out, the vision is you may not be ready. The vision is you may be caught off guard. The vision is you may think in your mind, I have something else to do before I can do this. But when God calls you, it's the correct time. It's kind of like as a teacher, you call on a student who is asleep in class, and you call them again, and, oh, they wake up. They have no idea what you just said. But when God calls you, there is a plan, there's a purpose, and he's getting ready to put you in a position. And I formulated with this revelation, what will we do when we are called out? Whom will we serve? And what will we position ourselves to accept? Because many times the Lord calls us out, okay, and we follow the plan. We accept. We say, yes, Lord. He gives us a purpose. Your purpose is ministry. Your purpose is people. Your purpose is going all around the world, telling men, women, boys, and girls about God. But then he gives us the position, and we think we have to think about it. Well, Lord, I have to do this or that. God is saying, this is yours. And once I give it to you, you won't have to want for anything. And so the acceptance part is what this section gets the believers to recognize, to accept the position that God has given you. Accept that position. Because many times we say, oh, I can't do that. Well, if God gave it to you, that means that you can do it. Okay? And then the fourth thing that I want to point out on here is, I was telling you this came to me. Once you accept that position, how will you expand it for the kingdom of God? Because many times, and sometimes when we are blessed with the plan, purpose, and position, we keep it to ourselves. But God is saying he wants us to be a seed, and he wants us to go from city to city, state to state, nation to nation, country to country, spreading the good news of God so that we may help other people and save souls. Then, of course, I have another section, and this is very familiar to many of you who have been following the station, Love Lifts Jesus Up. And it's entitled, Who Are You Flying With and Who Are You Rolling With? And I do go through the process of talking about the birds, the buzzards, and the eagles. And then I take an immediate left because I want to highlight the eagle experiences. God is saying that when you are developing people, you take them to the highest places. The highest places. If you continue to grow people on low places, okay, then that's where they will remain. But you take people in leadership, in spirituality, in ministry, you take people to the high places. And that's how you grow your people. And as we were doing this, I was thinking, because I'm going to have a ministry and I'm going to have people who are with me. I'm going to have a team. And God said, do not train your team on low standards. Whatever you are learning as the overseer, as the president, as the CEO, as the person who works beside them, you too must put them at your hip and teach them, because that's the whole purpose of being gifted or given a gift, in order to bless someone else, not so that you exceed your team so much that you leave them behind. Okay? So you have to grow your people. And this is also, when I was writing this book, this is also for leadership as well. You know, we have to give those individuals those eagle experiences. Okay. Okay. Another section is, have you been tried by Jesus? Anytime, I don't want anyone in this section to lose hope. Once you give your life to Christ, there are going to be a lot of things that happens, because your spirit has to be tried and tested. And I say your spirit, our spirit has to be tried and tested. You can ask Adam and Eve of their experience in the garden. You can ask the Hebrew boys of their experience in the fire. You can ask Paul on his way to Damascus. You can ask Deborah when she had the oil and was selling it. You could ask Joseph and Mary when Gabriel came and visited Mary and told her about her son. There are things that will happen, and Jesus will try. He will test your spirit to see if you really love him. And in this section, I call it my love section, but it's really entitled, Have You Been Tried by Jesus? Jesus wants to know how much we really love him. You know, and it reminds me of the story when in the Bible, a story in the Bible where you have these individuals who want others to serve these gods, and they decide that they don't want to serve the gods, and they're willing to go through anything in order to prove their love for God. That's the type of attitude God wants us to have. You know, we live in this world, and it's a lot of things to get into in the world, a whole bunch of things. It's a whole bunch of things to do in the world. But are we turning away in order to follow Jesus Christ? Are we turning away? And through turning away, it brings me to my next subject of spiritual warfare between the flesh and the spirit. And I talked about this a little bit when I talked about the prayer, being stuck between a storm, between the storms of, am I going to do it my way or God's way? God's way is the spirit, our way is the flesh. What are we feeding our spirit, and what are we feeding our flesh? How does the war begin? I take a historical look as God has given of how does the spiritual war start? What starts the spiritual war? And I'm going to be real honest right now. What starts the spiritual war is once you say yes to God. Once you say yes, that's when the spiritual war begins. How can you endure a spiritual war? Jesus outlines it in the Bible, how we're supposed to put on the breastplate and the helmet. Okay? He highlights those different aspects in the Bible. And this right here is spiritual warfare, because I don't want people, the intention is not to make people believe that because I say yes to God, everything's going to be fine, every day is going to be Sunday, every day is going to be a happy day. No, it's not. Okay? Your attitude affects your altitude. But then, too, every day is not going to be a day in which you enjoy, but you have to make the best of a bad situation. Another question in the spiritual warfare that came up as the revelation was coming is, why is it that the fire and flames consumed in the spiritual warfare still burn today? You know, this happened in the Bible, but it's still happening. The flames are still burning today. Hell is real. The devil is real. The devil gets in us sometimes. You know, it gets in us and it makes us act out and makes us do things we shouldn't be doing. You know, so why is it that how can the fire still burn? And we have a lot of people who have said, yes, God, and quenched the fire with water, but it's still burning. That means that we as believers, we as those in ministry and those individuals who know the word of God, we have to go out and spread like these fires. We have to go out and quench these fires with water, which means quench them with love, so that people will know that, hey, if I love, things will get better. Okay? And then I talk about three elements of the spirit. And as I told you, the spirit is deeply connected within us. And this is what we have within us. We have the body. Of course, our body is mostly made of water. We have the soul, which that's where our deepest feelings are stored. And we have the spirit, which controls the body and the soul. Okay? So the body is really the church. Stay with me, okay? Your body is really the church. The soul is your heart, all right, for your body. The church, the heart, is the pastor, the shepherd. The spirit controls the body and soul. That's Jesus Christ. So that tells me that this is really saying is that Jesus Christ lives within you, within us, and whatever is inside of us will come out from our soul. And I have other areas and other topics, but it's very, I want you to stay with me on Facebook and tell some of your friends about it, because the revelation is going to be going forth, and this is not a book that just takes a month to write, because you have to actually wait until there is a revelation. When I'm writing, the revelations are coming, if that makes sense. But this is a book, this is the real deal. And I really want you to follow me on Facebook and connect and read it. And you don't even have to do that. You can just look at it, because I'm going to have my Facebook page open for ministry. You can just look at it and read it, okay? Because there are a lot of great things that will come out of this book. And once again, it's called God's Revelations, okay? And we have some very great topics within that book. And actually, I read this book every night, seriously, because I want to get better. I want to do better. I want to grow in God. I want to grow in grace. So you'll find me reading something I've written, because I'm also trying to grow and continue to grow, okay? So that's basically the rundown so far of the new book that's coming out by yours truly, entitled God's Revelation. Okay, I do have a few announcements, so bear with me, and I have 10 minutes and 35 seconds. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your friends and family by telling them about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. Ask them to go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, FREDALOVE. Be sure to tell your friends about the fashion line, the fashion line, the fashion line. That's fashionsbylove.com. That's FASHIONSBYLOVE.com. We will have a Fit to Win segment on health by Ms. Erica Howard on Monday. Let me go back real quick. On Sunday, God's will, you will have yours truly, who will bring a message entitled, Now That I Am Following, What Should I Do? Now that I am following, what shall I do? Gospel artists, promoters, poets, authors, actors, actress, and positive community figures, please Facebook Alfreda Love. That's AlfredaLove. You can email me at emoneya_love@yahoo.com. You can also catch me on LinkedIn at Alfreda Love, AlfredaLove. Be sure to tune in tomorrow once again for Now That I Am Following, Now What? Isaiah 40:31. On Wednesday, you can pray with love. We're going to have a powerful prayer session. I know that God is going to move and do great things in our lives. Please, on Saturday, help me welcome Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford to the platform. She is a nationally known gospel recording artist. Some of you may know her for her famous song as Too Close to the Mirror. And sometimes we are too close to the mirror, and we cannot see the best in ourselves. Pray for your family and friends. There are a lot of things that have transpired this week, last week, this month, last month. Be sure to pray for your family and friends and keep them uplifted in prayer and supplication. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. So be sure to pray for your friends and family. And don't just pray for your family. Pray for your friends too. Pray for those you know. Pray for those you do not know. In addition to that, for some of my guests, I will be calling you this week. And I would like to schedule some interviews with you. I will also have postings of my different guests who will come on the show. I will also have bios posted on my Facebook page. I want to take this moment to appreciate God, my family and friends, for their massive support. I thank each and every one of you. I take nothing for granted because I realize and I recognize that you guys could be doing anything else other than listening, other than interviewing with me. I really appreciate that. If you ever need a person to interview about ministry or a show, I am making myself available unto you. In addition to that, please stay tuned for other information and additions to the show. I will, in God's Will 2014, have a ministry section in which I will invite different ministers two Sundays out of the month to minister on Sundays so that you can hear other individuals and obtain knowledge. I'm giving you that eagle experience. In addition to that, I'm going to go ahead and share while I have a moment. I am thinking about putting on a workshop with different people. I will give you more information with that. I am going to also put on a fashion show. I will give you more information on that as it becomes available. In addition to that, we are also adding in 2014 with our Fit to Win, a segment on lookalike celebrities that's looking, you know, if someone looks like someone and talking like someone, and I will have that on the radio. The main gist of that is to teach people how to smile again. I want this ministry to make you feel better, and I want this ministry to allow you to experience the love of God and experience the love of the people. And also I want to help you with the Word of God, just as you helped me with the Word of God by giving me pointers and insiders. But like I said, once again, I appreciate each and every one of you. And I have no words to even begin to describe all of the love that I just feel at this moment. And it's like, wow. But at any rate, if someone asks you that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Be sure to check on your loved ones. Be sure to check on your friends. Be sure to pray for your friends. Be sure to pray for your loved ones. And most of all, pray for yourselves. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.